Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Tanzina Vega, and welcome back to The Takeaway. You don't need me to tell you that our world today is in crisis. COVID-19 has taken hundreds of thousands of lives. The country is suffering from the economic crisis spurred by the pandemic, and people across the globe are demanding an immediate end to racial injustice and police violence. But there are also pockets of joy. People are coming together to lean on their communities to create joy and to find hope. And today, we bring you one example here in New York City. Welcome to Clinton Hill, Brooklyn.
I'm out here because I need to exercise, and it can't get no better than this. And we all get together and just have fun. So that's what it's about for me. And to see people and to see everybody, all nationalities, just enjoying themselves. All right, let's go.
During the peak of the pandemic, the sound of ambulance sirens pierced the air as millions of New Yorkers sheltered in place. And many of us look forward to 7 p.m., when neighbors across the city and around the world would begin cheering outside of their windows, thanking the essential workers who kept our society running. And here in this neighborhood, what started out as a nightly ritual in recognition of essential workers developed into something else. A major dance party, with social distancing, of course.
So this is my daughter, Annalise, and Hi. I'm gonna ask her, Annalise, what do you think of my dancing?
I like it.
Oh, good.
But it was great, because at the beginning, everybody was so scared to go out. Nobody knew what was going on, and it was really the only one thing that we could all do together and participate as a community in an event. It was awesome.
New York-based journalist Brenda Salinas went to Brooklyn to meet the family who'd been organizing these joyous nightly block parties.
My name is Joe Ville.
My name is Gail Brian Ville.
My name is Chad Ville.
Joe and Gail are lifelong Brooklyn residents, and they've been living on the block since 1989.
I'm very much a social person and interested in my neighbors and what's going on in the community, you know. They call me a community advocate because I am concerned with the stuff that's going on.
Okay, so at 7 o'clock, they will come out and clap for the essential workers. Eventually, we said, well, let's get involved. Let's try to make it a little more lively. We put some music outside. We play some inspirational songs. You know, turn it to 5 minutes, turn it to 10 minutes. One speaker turned to two speakers. Two speakers turned to 15 minutes. Then it turned to four speakers and 20 minutes. And then next thing you know, it morphed into 45 minutes to an hour. And the crowd just grew bigger and bigger and bigger.
Once it started getting bigger, we started closing the street. And then it still would be just a little bit of people, maybe like 20, but now it's pretty much morphed into like a real block party, like how the block party used to be back in the day. The streets are filled and everybody's dancing. It's just an hour of partying that people can't get anymore, because all the clubs are closed.
Gail says that this helps people in more ways than one.
There's a lot of people that haven't been doing anything, and now without thinking about it, they're jumping around and dancing, and happiness makes you feel better as well, I believe, psychologically. So you mix together, you're physically interacting, you're jumping around getting physical activities, you know, and you get to smile.
Well, I know one day we had up to, it might have been maybe, looked like could have been 200 people. We were getting scared because now we were afraid that the social distancing thing went out the window, you know, and we don't want to be, you know, seeing anybody getting ill. We're trying to heal people, you know.
As the Ville spoke, a fan of the dance parties walked by, making sure to chime in.
So I was here yesterday for the first time, and I had a great time.
That's DJ Nubian.
I heard about it for a while, but, you know, the hours that I work from home, and I didn't want to have to battle traffic to get over here, but I'll battle traffic to get over here. So I had a great time, so I decided to come back again. Rain on
me. And since all of this is happening during a pandemic, the Villes have also been making sure people stay safe.
And if I see people, like a lot of times you get excited and you want to hit the ground or you want to hit, smack somebody's hands or whatever, I'll come out with my spray bottle and I'll start spraying and saying, let me spray your hands because I saw you. Because whatever we could do, you know, when we leave this and we're done with this, we want to know that no one got infected or sick because of something we put together. You know, so we truly care about who comes out. We do. We've had birthday parties because, you know, people have missed their birthday. You know, you've had graduation ceremony, you know, because a child missed that.
Anniversaries.
Anniversaries because they missed it. And we say, if there's something that you feel that you wanted to experience and you didn't get that opportunity, do it with us. So we know it's your birthday, we're gonna play the birthday song and everybody's gonna clap for you because they're like, yeah, it's your birthday.
The parties have also overlapped with the National Uprising for Racial Justice. In New York City, especially in Brooklyn, there had been multiple clashes between protesters and police. So to the Villes, these dance parties are also a way to recharge your batteries in this time.
It takes a lot out of you to be angry and to march in this weather, and it's been raining, and it's been crowded, and it's been police pushing you around and smoke bombs and all that stuff that I'm seeing. And then when you come here, nobody's bothering you. We just want you to be okay. And I think we need the balance. And so, yeah. So us black people, we wanted to bring some joy on this block.
As I see on the sign, it's a joyful time, and everybody looks forward to it, especially on a Friday.
Actually, this is a pretty amazing block party, and it evolved into this joyous party that's part of the protest.
Since the weather's warmed up, it's really become a really fun dance party, and it's really been great.
We're celebrating each other's differences and diversity, and just appreciating each other.
Thanks to journalist Brenda Salinas for bringing us this story. And you can find her on Twitter at Brenda P. Salinas. And we want to hear from you. What's your community doing to create joy in this time? So give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.